Hello?
Hello, Louise. Yes, this is
Yeah.
Nikki calling back from Local Splash. I think I lost you on the line earlier.
Yeah.
All right, so we can continue
Yeah.
now? Okay, so I've actually pulled up the top performing industry keywords for you, Louise, under pre-engineered building. And I'm going to go ahead and read it over. Let me know if there's anything you like from the list. Because we optimize for all relevant service, but your main focus is your ranking and budget priorities. You will get an email with your personalized keyword strategy just in case you want to make updates, okay?
Okay.
All right, so do you want it to be found first with the keyword pre-engineered contractor or concrete contractor? Like, what do you prefer?
Okay. Where did I catch that?
Like, do you want it to be found first with the keyword concrete contractor or pre-engineered contractor?
Well, I figured you would be able to tell me that information.
I'm sorry?
I figured you would be able to tell me that information.
Yep, I just want to know what would you prefer so we can go ahead and check the keywords that we will be optimizing for you.
I mean, that's what I'm paying you, ain't it?
Yeah, so we need to
It doesn't make no sense
confirm.
for me to pay you something and then you ask me how to do your job.
Yep, so we are actually going to need the keywords for your services so that we can go ahead and
You're
optimize.
the
So.
hold on. You're the one that knows with the marketing, right? So you're the one supposed to tell me what keywords are getting the most business. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yep, I'm actually going to read to you the top performing keywords that I got, but I just want to
Why
make
would you
sure.
ask me? Why would you ask me what ones I want? I want the ones that are going to make me business. I'm paying you guys to market my business, right? I'm paying you to ask me questions on how to market my business. If not, then I don't really need your guys' service.
Okay. Yep, actually, when we optimize, we need the keywords. So to make sure that what the best keywords are going to work for you, I wanted to know the top performing or the best keywords that we will be working. So these
Okay,
keywords
but
will be the ones that the service that you will be providing. So I just want to make sure that we are working on the right keywords that
do
we will
you have
optimize.
the do you guys take notes on like the calls that I do that we do with your customers?
Yep, do you mean when you talk with Ben?
Yeah. So
Okay.
did you see the you're able to see the notes there?
Yeah, actually, Ben left a note that you do pre-engineered building, roofs, demolition, concrete, and construction contractors. So I
There
just
you
wanted
go. There you go. That's the services I provide.
to. Okay, so from these services, you don't want to provide any other keywords that we can add,
I
only
don't
this
know.
one?
You're the one that's doing that. Which one's going to be optimizing my business the most?
Okay, so let me just go ahead and work with these keywords that we have from Ben.
And it's not roofing. It's standing seam roofs.
Yep, that's why I need to confirm to make sure that we will work on the correct keywords.
Okay, which ones do you have?
Okay, so yep, the one that I have from Ben is pre-engineered building roofs that you mentioned is not. So I'm going to go ahead and change this. And can you provide me the correct keywords for the roofs?
What are you going to change?
You mentioned that this is not roofing, right? The one that I've had from Ben, pre-engineered building, roofs, demolition, concrete, construction, contractor.
Yeah. And then put standing seam roofs.
Standing seam roof, okay.
Yeah, leave everything that's there and then put standing seam roofs.
Okay. All right, I'm gonna go ahead and work with these keywords for you. And anyways, you will receive an email with all the keywords that we just went over. So if you want to go ahead and add any keywords, you can always add and send us an email so that we can make the proper adjustments, okay? And now, Louise, just a few quick questions so we can differentiate your brand and fuel your digital marketing strategy. So my question for you is, can you tell me anything unique about your business or anything that sets you apart from your competitors?
I mean, we offer a 1-year warranty on all of our craftsmanship work. We value our projects. We value our customers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I do free estimates. I'm able to do online estimates also.
Mm-hmm. Okay, sounds good. Free estimates and online estimates. Okay. This is new. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I mean, we're able to start the project as soon as they want, or, you know, we fit to their schedule.
Mm-hmm. I think you have provided me a good start with regards to your business. And let me add.
These are some of the things that you guys need to figure out.
Yep.
That's why I'm paying you guys so you guys can market my business. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, I don't know what words to put, what to say. If I went to school for marketing, then I would be able to market it, right? I wouldn't be asking the owner, hey, how do you want me to market your business? No. I'd tell him, this is the reason why you should hire me, is because I'm a professional at this, right, at marketing.
Yep.
But then you sit here and ask me how to market my business, like, that's not professional. Imagine if I did a construction at your house, and then I told you, hey, how do I put this wood here? You're like, you don't know what the fuck's going on. You know what I mean? That's why you're paying me.
I really apologize for the misconception for this, Louise. We're just setting up your account because we need to make sure when we market you, especially with the search engine optimization, the ones that you have with us, the products that we'll be working for you, we want to make sure that we'll be marketing you right, especially that when you do Google Business Profile, we know how to do posts. So,
okay, do you know whenever they first called me?
Okay.
Do you know what they told me?
Mm-hmm.
Do you do?
Yeah, well, do you mean the call that you had with Ben?
Whatever, no, because people call me, right? You guys call people.
Mm-hmm.
Right? A sales guy calls people, calls phone numbers, and sells your service.
Mm-hmm.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Okay.
Yep.
Do you know what they told me?
What did they then told you? I'm sorry, I actually don't hear any recordings with them because I only do like client interview, like the one when you set up your account. Well, anyways.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they said that they were going to take care of my business, right? The marketing part, marketer standpoint. And I told them specifically, I can't be on the fucking phone this long because I got shit to do. I'm a startup construction company. You know, I don't have a finance guy. I don't have a sales guy. I don't have an HR guy. I don't have superintendents, right?
Okay.
I do all of that. So what I'm doing is I'm paying people to fill these positions, and you guys came up in marketing, right?
Mm-hmm. How about this?
So,
Okay. Since I do understand you don't have that much time, Louise, how about this? When it comes to anything like description about your business, would we just go ahead and proceed with what things you think fits about the description of your business? And
yes.
For now, okay, yep, let's do it that way. And if ever you have any concerns or changes, you can give us a call about that. How about that?
Yeah, that would be a lot better.
Okay, so, but there's just one more thing, okay? You do have Facebook ads as part of your subscription, correct?
Yes.
So we will run ads for your Facebook. And for us to be able to run ads for your Facebook, Louise, we actually need access to your Facebook business page. So
okay.
Do you have your Facebook business page?
Yes.
Okay, how about this? I'm going to send you an email on how to add us as admin so that we can run your ads. And the rest, we will just set up the account or whatever we get information from your website and we just talk with Ben. Will that work for you?
Yeah, I will send that all information. If you send me email of everything that you need, I will have my assistant send you all that information.
All right. So you'd rather want to do it that way instead of me doing the client interview with you, right? I just want to confirm.
Yeah, okay. it's just... You know, I trust you. I mean, if you guys are number one in business, I mean, obviously there's a reason for it, right?
Yep. So Okay, so I just get the confirmation from you about those things. So I will let my manager know that we will proceed that way, the way that you wanted it, okay? So then again,
yes,
once you see everything about your account, you will receive emails from us, and if ever there's any changes or concerns that you have, just give us a call then. Will that work for you?
That will work.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
That makes my life a lot better.
Okay, I understand you're busy, so I'm going to go ahead and note it that way. And if ever we also have some urgent concerns, we'll try to reach out. And if you are busy, we'll just leave a voicemail and give us the best time to talk to you, okay?
Yeah, I'm actually going to give you guys my assistant's number, too. I don't know if you could put it there. If you guys can't reach me, put my assistant's number. She has the same authority I do. She's able to do it and make changes to it.
Oh, okay. Okay, I'll note it here. Can we reach her directly if you have concerns?
Okay.
Okay, can you provide me the number?
One moment.
Mm-hmm.
It's 402.
Mm-hmm. 812-8893. I got 402-812-8893. And may I have her name or his name?
Gabriela,
okay. And I just want to know, Luis, are you going to authorize Gabriela to make any changes to your account?
Yes.
Okay. So we will authorize Gabriela, okay? All right, and yep, I think everything here is set. We will try to reach out to Gabriela if we have any other concerns. Before I let you go, do you have any questions or concerns for me?
No, I appreciate you working around my needs and my schedule. Thank you, I appreciate
okay.
it.
Okay, thank you so much, Luis. And I also thank you for answering the call. I do understand you're very busy. So if you have concerns, give us a call also. Thank you, Luis.
Okay.
Enjoy the rest of the day and take care always. Bye-bye.
Yeah, you too. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.